Good afternoon, everyone. Well, the Aussie market had a solid start to the new trading week. In fact, the ASX 200 wrapped up the day up 53 points or 0.85% to 6,229. So we did hit a seven-month high earlier in the day. And while we did fade a bit from the best levels of the session when we're up about 1.2% earlier, and we did fall back in the final 10 to 15 minutes of the day, we still held on to a healthy chunk of the improvements. It also means that at the moment, the market has improved by about 7.2% over the course of October so far. But the gains were broad today. We had around 7 in every 10 companies on the market improving. Almost all sectors were also stronger today, but there were a few standouts. One of the best today, or the best performer on the ASX 200 at least, was construction group CIMIC, which rose by 8.2% on news that it's selling half of its mining services business Thiess to a group in the UK. And that will boost its profits by about $1.4 billion, will strengthen its balance sheet as well. So investors seem to cherish that. We had South 32 also lifting by about 4.3%. So it remained one of the best performers in that mining space. And even though the last few months have had their challenges with most of its commodities going backwards as far as production's concerned, they've maintained all of the goals, I guess, and targets for the year. So that seemed to help. Link also managed to lift by about 1% today. Now, the group rose 22% last week, and this was off the back of receiving a $2.8 billion takeover offer from a private equity firm. So its shares continue to do well. And also restrictions have been slowly easing. Coronavirus cases are remaining very low in a number of states, and also the travel bubble with New Zealand, even though it is a one-way travel bubble, and there have been some issues in the recent days. Generally speaking, it seems to have helped push some of those travel stocks higher. So Qantas was up around 2.6%, Flight Centre was up 2%, and Sydney Airport up about 3/4. The worst performer today was Crown, which fell by 8.2%. And this is on news that its Melbourne casino is being investigated by AUSTRAC. And this is over the potential breaching of certain laws in conjunction with money laundering and basically terrorism financing rules. So that's going to be an area to watch from here. Now, tonight, US futures pointing to a strong start in the US with the Dow futures up in the order of 0.7%. And probably what will receive most attention tonight is the earnings season, which is kicking off. So stocks like IBM will be releasing profit results tonight, and also Steel Dynamics. The Aussie dollar, 70.9 US. Have a good evening.